That should be interesting.
I said that seemed passive aggressive, man.
Passive aggressive?
Yeah.
What do you mean passive aggressive?
She's like, oh, I'm glad you gave me that microphone.
Is that how she speaks?
Yeah.
Is that, say it, do it again. How's she glad
you gave me that microphone.
Is that how she speaks?
Because we watched Color Purple the other day.
Oh,
fuck. You saw the Color Purple.
Oh, my goodness. Leave it alone.
Never.
That's the one with the... What's
all
name,
the
right?
Black people, yeah, that's right.
Oprah's in that, right?
That's what I said, all the black people.
He will not leave it alone.
We can't hear you.
I was going to say, we can't hear shit.
He will not leave it alone.
What's wrong with the
nothing.
Color? What's wrong with the Color Purple?
I don't first know. Thing, ask him.
First thing.
You're no like, this never happened. I don't believe in this. Just like
mostly.
We're sitting
mostly.
In the front room with my parents. And he's you're like, we're watching. Yes, 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 yes.
You're like, your struggle is not real, bro. This is
he
not
was
happening.
Like, he did. He was like, if nobody dies, in it, he's going to beat him, right? She going to die, right? He going to smack the shit out of her, right? Or she going to cut his neck, right? Somebody better die. I'm like, oh, my God. He would
no,
not because
they're going to hang Oprah. I'm like, all right. Okay, so first thing, the white lady. Okay, let me back up. So first thing.
I've never seen the movie. So what is it? It's like a slavery movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
You just saw it. What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I just watched the damn movie. I really didn't
know. So it's a documentary.
Right. I just watched the movie.
It's like a. Girl, every Christmas.
Every Christmas? Jeez. It's a dark ass movie to watch every Christmas.
It's like a. So I guess it's like a. What is it? It's not like a documentary. It's like shows like what.
It's like, what's the other famous slave movie? Fuck, what is it? Amadeus? No. What the fuck is it?
Something like that.
I can't think of it.
Oh, what's the other one? With the guy from Reading Rainbow.
Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, whatever that one is.
I'll look it up while you're talking. So it's a slavery movie.
Yeah, it shows like the struggle of people in the
1800s.
So.
1800s?
Yeah.
Is it 1800s?
1700s. No, it wasn't slavery because they were freed already, but it shows like the racism that was still around.
Oh, okay. So they were already free by then.
Yeah, it was the 1800s, and so one day, this nice white lady was like looking at Oprah Winfrey's children and was like, "Wow, I want you guys to work with me one day," and then Oprah Winfrey got all, I don't know. Mad.
Okay. First off, we started in the middle of the movie. Okay, so right. He don't have the whole story because he didn't watch the full movie.
Okay.
So
that's true.
So he can't. He's only coming up with what he's saying about the movie.
But that's what I saw. I saw the nice white lady offered. These poor children
Roots.
A job.
Is it Roots?
Roots, there you go.
Yeah, it took me a while. I found it. Roots. Dude, what's his name is looking? His name is looking rough.
Yeah, man. Dude, 700.
Go ahead. Sorry.
LeVar Burton.
LeVar
Burton.
The
guy from Star Trek.
Yeah, Geordi.
Geordi? Geordi LaForge. Sup? That's a lot of breaks that man has. So I just saw... The nice white lady offer Oprah Winfrey's children a nice job, and she gets all offended and punches her for no reason. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. That is assault. And then all the white people start attacking her verbally, not physically, because that would also be assault. And then Oprah Winfrey starts freaking out and starts doing some like voodoo spells on them or some shit. And so they got to hit her with a gun. And I don't think that's right. I think that might be assault.
Wait. Oprah did? Or she got hit with
the
gun?
She got hit with the gun.
Because
she was going crazy. So they had to knock her out.
How's like, Oprah's acting, by the way? Can she act?
Okay. So, on to the next thing. So apparently she was in prison for 8 years. Is there a time skip? Is that what it is? I think there's a time skip of 8 years. She's in prison. And so they're about to let her out, but she has to be the maid of the lady who she hit. Okay?
Why?
Because reasons.
Because
reasons to keep the movie going.
Okay.
So, she's like, she makes her do stuff, and then they're like, oh, you haven't seen your family in 18 years. And she's like, no, I haven't. She's like, surprise, here's your family. And they go to the little house. And first thing, the little house is like a 7x7 shack. And I'm like, okay.
One of those storage units you buy at Home Depot.
Yeah, yeah. Little storage unit, right? You put like lawn equipment in there, like some rakes and some wheelbarrows.
Lawnmower.
A lawnmower, maybe.
I got you. I got you.
And so the next thing you know, 35 black people come out of this thing. And I'm like...
That wouldn't happen.
That's not right. Thinking? That's not right. That's not accurate. Not that many people live in there. That's not true.
Are you saying this all out to her parents?
Yeah, mostly, yeah. And so I'm like, that's not... No. No. And then they go inside. It's fucking huge in there. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like Willy Wonka's factory. Yeah, I'm like, you go in there, this? You're like, what?
It's a mansion in there. I'm like, what? This is like commentary on 1800s living of African Americans. What is this? Anyways, so then after that, her family's like, they're gonna hang you. And I'm like, all right, someone's gonna die. This one's gonna get interesting. So I'm propped up in my chair.
You're like, yeah, like, hang yeah. her. Hang
I'm
her.
Like, all right, death. I'm like, yes. And so, no, I can't speak this enough. I didn't want her to die because she was black. I just want to put that out there.
Because I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Okay.
You know.
Trying to avoid those angry letters.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want no hate groups. I'm not for hate speech also. So I'm like, all right, finally, somebody's going to die. I'm waiting. I'm like, I see a tree. I'm like, okay, so you're going to hang her.
You're going to hang
her. I'm like... I'm like, man, they're passing a lot of trees on this car, man. What's going on? I asked her dad. I'm like, hey, man.
Can we see a hanging?
They're going to hang her or what? He's like, no, they're not going to hang her. I'm like, bro, well, they said they're going to hang her. What happened? She's like, no, she don't die. I'm like.
So you're like, what's the purpose of the movie?
What's the purpose of the movie then? We didn't learn anything.
I still don't know. Have you ever found out the purpose of, what was the purpose?
Nope, there's no purpose.
Okay, so in the beginning of the movie, how all of this came about is the dad, it was a black family. Mm-hmm. The dad had two daughters. The mom died, and he started pimping the daughters out.
Ugh.
And
this
he
movie
had,
all
but
sounds
he was,
dark as fuck.
Yeah, yeah it is. Like it's a dark movie. Like that's why I never understood what the fuck it was about.
Do you think that's a stereotype with
yeah,
black
it was.
People?
It was.
No, no.
Yeah,
what I'm saying
well,
is like,
in this, I guess in that era, it was like the, like you're still a slave. You can't say what you want to say to black people.
Right. They had just gotten freedom.
Yeah.
They just got their
like,
Caesar's pizza.
And you better be careful still what you say.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
but my point though is that like, is that a stereotypical thing for black people? Because you look at black people in movies and they're always like trials yeah. and tribulations. You look at like Madea and shit and her things are always like her kids are getting
yeah,
pregnant with
then,
other people and then they're getting cheated on and getting
like,
beat and shit.
Okay. So for the Madea movies, I can speak because that's I actually watched all of them. So, like, for the Madea movies, it's like she goes through, she shows you, like, what life really is.
But
life
that's my
is
point.
Not
like,
always peaches and cream because, it, like, life
But that's
is not
everybody's
always,
reality. They go into some dark shit in those movies.
Yeah.
Like, people getting beat and the other
dying.
One's, like, dying and the
yeah.
kids are getting, like, whatever, whatever. Like, there's some dark shit in those movies. Like, I've seen some of those movies and I'm like, God damn, you
and
don't feel
she,
good at the end of those movies.
From, and Tyler Perry comes from a spiritual point, too.
Like,
you gotta
like,
keep the faith no matter what, or you gotta stick together no matter
the
what.
Fuck? I got a fucking reminder on my phone right now saying I got a doctor's appointment. I'm like, I think
get those nuts
this can't be right.
They felt a little
it's a
weird.
It's a little late for this. Anyways, I'm like, Doc, are you open? Anyway, sorry. The Madea shit is always super dark, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, is that something where you feel like black culture is like ingraining that mindset where you got to go through some shit in order to feel like you're having the black experience?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never looked at it like that.
Because, let's face it, it's like you haven't experienced that. You haven't experienced some dude beating you, and then maybe, like, as far as I know, and then you have to, like, go and, you know, avoid some guy, just, I don't know, whatever the situation is. Like, some of those Madea movies get dark as shit. I remember seeing one, maybe it wasn't a Madea movie, but it was one of those, like, very black culture movies where this girl had to go to an abortion, and then she had to go to this really shady part of town, and this guy did an abortion in his, like, shady, dirty apartment. Like, it was some dark, dark shit,
the
and I'm like...
was you watching?
I can't remember what the... I kind of saw it was a Madea movie, but I could be wrong. Maybe it was something else, but it was one of those.
I was watching Family Guy.
I don't know what it was. But I remember thinking, I'm like, that's some dark, dark shit. Like, I don't like those movies where at the end of the movie, you don't feel good about yourself after you watch the movies. You're just like, nobody had a good time. Nothing good happened.
Like,
it's like you, like, feel bad.
All the Planet of the Apes movies.
First off, oh, I fuck, love the Planet of the Apes.
How are you going to go from black culture to Planet of the Apes, dog?
Dude, because those don't make you feel good at the end.
I don't watch. I haven't seen it. After the first one, I was like, oh, fuck all this movies.
No, well, yeah, we watched the first
one. My favorite.
It's just, it's still not great. Have you seen
the other two? Fucking don't.
You don't feel great.
My dad, me and my sister went to go watch the last Planet of the Apes one.
That the one where they're fighting all the humans?
Yeah, and we fucking cried when Caesar died.
Yeah. Oh, he dies?
Yeah. Spoiler. Me and him, me and her were fucking like...
I was crying.
We were like, fuck this. We're like, fuck, fuck this. We were just sitting in the movie that were like, don't fucking look at me. Just fucking... fucking people. Fuck. Fucking... for 5 minutes, we're just like, Don't say anything.
Why'd he have to die? At the end, the apes take over everything, essentially, right?
Yeah, but he died. He still died.
Damn.
And I was like, don't say anything. Just sit inside.
Did that evil monkey die?
Oh,
that crazy looking one?
He died, what, 2 movies ago?
Yeah, he died 2 movies ago.
That crazy looking one with the scars all over his face.
And now it was his son that was coming after him this time.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then my dad watched it when it came on HBO. And he's like, what the fuck's wrong with you guys? Why would you go watch that? What? He's like, don't talk to me. I need to think about my life. I'm like, so you're not going to watch it again? He's like, fuck no, mister. I'm not going to watch it again. What the hell's wrong with you? He's like, what? I feel disgusting right now. I'm like,
yeah. I'm not a fan of those movies.
Yeah, you do. He's like, fuck all the humans. Yeah. So, okay. And then second on The Color Purple. What's his name? Danny Glover?
I'm
going
to Photoshop you as Oprah.
You should.
The Color Purple.
Danny Glover? You know the guy from Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
So he's the main bad guy in there.
Oh.
And
he was married to the father that was doing all this stuff.
Ugh.
Was he pimped his one daughter that didn't look pretty, which was Oprah. No, it was Whoopi Goldberg.
That's right, she's in it too.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
She's a decent actress, right?
Yeah, she did really good. Real good.
Oprah's over here. You get a car. In a couple years when there's cars.
But she was uglier than the other daughter, so he gave her to, what's his name from Lethal Weapon?
Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Steven Glover.
Danny Glover.
James Glover.
Danny Glover.
And he was beating her, having sex with her. She was only, what, like
12, 13?
Not interested in that shit at all.
I think she was like 12.
At all. I'm not interested in any of that shit. I don't want to watch those movies that you feel like nasty. I even avoid the ones about the fucking dogs. Like, there's like dogs and like the main character where like the dog gets lost or gets hurt or some shit.
And then,
I avoid all that shit. I'm not trying to.
And then whole bunch of stuff happens.
So you wouldn't watch Marley?
Nah. I'm not. Those are intentionally trying to molest your heartstrings. That's what those movies are trying to do. I'm not trying to get into any of that
shit. Then, so
we watched.
Hold on. Let me get to it. And then so Whoopi Goldberg is like, I had enough of this bullshit. And so she's like, I'm finna kill this dude. And she's gonna shave him, right? Because they gotta shave like the old fashioned way with the like that big ass like
razor blade. The razor, yeah.
And so she's gonna shave him. So she's gonna like do the Mortal Kombat fatality.
Just slice his throat.
And so I'm like, I'm like, here we go. Here we go. I'm like, I'm telling her that. I'm like, here we go, man.
He's talking to my dad. Like,
all right, this is finna be good.
And my dad just sitting there dying laughing.
This is finna be good, man.
Revenge. Good. I'm like, sweet, sweet revenge.
I'm like, she's gonna get him for all those years. And then her like her sister, her aunt, or whoever it is. Stops her. I'm like,
no, his girlfriend. That was his girlfriend.
Yeah, and then I'm like,
Like, why are we watching this bullshit? I think you should have been like.
He did.
I did. I was like.
He was like, I'm ready to go. I'm going home.
I'm like, I know I didn't sit here for an hour and 30 minutes watching this bullshit with you guys. Watching this bullshit with you guys, nobody dies. He's like, nobody dies in Color Purple, man. I'm like,
why are you guys even watching this movie?
You didn't tell me that 2 hours ago, man.
I turned it on.
You guys just need to get some better.
You just
movies.
Thought right now it'd be fine to tell me that nobody dies.
After he watched the whole movie, the whole half.
And there's
the
still
movie.
Like 30 more minutes left. So I was like, I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm going home.
She went up to him and been like, hey, man, it's shitty movie selection.
Yeah.
Throw some Matrix on this bitch. Throw some Equilibrium. I want to see some people die.
He had my dad dying laughing. He just kept saying, so nobody's going to die. So you're just telling me nobody's going to die.
And then we're over there again the other day. And I swear, every time I'm over there, we're trying to watch something.
I don't think they realize it's closed.
Every time I'm over there, we're watching something, nobody dies.
Well, you guys like super Christian and you can't watch anything that's
we're
like
watching
violent
CIS.
Or something?
What was it? Criminal Minds?
Criminal Minds.
It's like the offshoot of CIS or whatever. You know, they got like 30 different versions of that.
You missed a good one the
other day. So I'm watching it and this dude's about to kill this lady because he's a creep, right? This dude's a fucking creep, first thing. And it's this kind of hot girl. And she's like, sure, I want to go on a date with you. I'm like, the fuck? You're going to get cut up. What the hell is wrong with you? But whatever. So I'm like, I hope you don't get cut up. But then I'm also like,
with him.
Yeah, I'm like, you shouldn't got in the car with them. And then they went, she's like, he's like, can I take you to see my grandma? She would like to meet you. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's like, yeah, let's go meet your grandma.
This really happened?
I think they're all based on real story. True stories, yeah.
Not to put that all in your head.
No, you're fine.
So
went straight over your whole head.
So anyways, long story short, the Criminal Minds team catch the guy before they kill her.
How'd they find him?
They put together a string of things that they figure
okay,
out.
So he missed the first part of the show before he walked in there. I think he was
you're missing half of the fucking everything?
Yeah. Because I'm always doing something
in the
bathroom.
Coming in fucking halfway and shit?
Right. He was in the bathroom. So the first part, he actually killed the first girl. He killed the first girl.
Yeah,
but he
that.
Didn't see that part.
And then so that part I just told you happened. And then I leave. I'm like, I got to go. It's already 8:30. And they're like, okay. And at this point, I'm like, well, they already solved the main crime. The rest is just, like, filler. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty good TV show. Like, the crime happened, like, in the middle. Now, like, some story shit's going to happen. So I leave the room, and then I hear, like, a gunshot or a knife going into somebody. And then I hear police sirens. And I come, I'm like, fuck, what the fuck just left? And they're like, oh, yeah, somebody died. I'm like, what the fucking bullshit is this?
He keeps missing all the
death. I'm like, I swear, when I'm with you people.
What do you mean by you people, dog? What are you trying to say?
You people. You know what I mean. I don't see nobody dying. I'm just trying to see somebody die in this house. That's all I want. And they're like, yeah, you don't see nobody die, but they just got murdered right here. I'm like, I'm leaving. I don't need this bullshit. So, yeah, I went home.
The Thank same you. Day as Color Purple?
Nah, I was like a week later. Oh, I was like, geez. Color Purple, though.
No, I just think we just started one to where all the kids were at lunch. And they one guy was like, oh, I'm about to eat your food. It's like beef stew. And he's like, I'm about to eat your food. And he's like, okay, well, go ahead and eat that eyeball right there. And as soon as the boy picked the eyeball up, it was actually a human eyeball in there.
Oh.
And they had a whole carton, like a big truckload of beef stew that they were selling to the schools for them to sell it, like give it to the kids, but it was a body in it.
Fuck all that noise.
Yeah.
That's why as much as like when you're going around, dude, in our hood and you're going around like the grocery store and then, you know, you get some people that are like, hey, man, you want to buy some tamales? The inner hood in you is like, yeah, I do. But the other half is like... Is this human? Is this human body I'm eating? Nah, I'm good.
You know what I mean? It's the best.
I don't want to develop a taste for human flesh. Like, no, thanks.
I mean, this is our next story. So.
You guys are fine. No, you guys are fine. As long as. Oh, yeah, you guys, either way, you guys are fine. Thanks for asking. Anyways.
The black Mr. Grammy, well, her needed some hair product.
You gotta need to go back to that shady aisle in Walmart?
Yeah.
No.
That only appears when Black Mystery goes around?
He went to the big store.
Put to your mouth.
He went to the big
Ruben's
store.
Like, no, no, shove the mic in there. No, slowly.
He went to the big
He's busting out this camera phone.
Hair store.
No, so they have a big, big store.
Okay. Who's they?
The Asian people.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's back in the hood.
Okay. You need some mystical product or what? You need some tiger balm? You need some...
Mm-hmm. That one did, yeah.
Some dragons.
Mm-hmm. So tell them what they have at the store. What? Tell them what they have at the store. Everything.
Can't hear shit.
I said, I don't know what you're saying.
Everything. They have all types of, like, hair products for your
at
hair.
At the Chinese store?
Hey, we have all different products.
Okay.
Black people's hair.
At the Chinese store.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He calls it a Chinese store because it had. He said that it got a whole bunch of Chinese people hair in it, and it got horse hair in it.
So you go in there and it's a bunch of weave, just like all the weaves you could ever want. You ever go into like the card shops, and you're like, damn, I really need this Yu-Gi-Oh card. And then you go into the...
Sure. Okay.
You go into that and you're like, all right, I need this mystical clown card.
Okay.
And you go into the card shops and then they just got like every Yu-Gi-Oh card ever.
Uh-huh.
All right, this is like that except with weaves and wigs. They had them all around the wall. Oh, you know how the Predator collects human skulls?
It's like just like that.
Just like that, man.
Okay,
on
so...
On a ship.
What are weaves made out of?
Horse hair.
Human hair.
No, is it really?
You have some human hair, then you have some synthetic hair, then you have some mixed blends. So like synthetic and human.
Can you feel like horse hair from human hair?
You don't put horse hair in it.
Oh.
I was taking it seriously. Which one's the best to have?
Human hair?
It's not horse hair? It's not camel hair?
No.
Are people donating their hair for this?
Yes, sometimes.
That's probably where my hair went.
Where you get it from.
Other times they just like come by, they're like, hey, nice to meet you.
That or they're just, you know, murdering people and just taking their hair.
One too.
No, so. Like Brazilian hair. Like, you know how they chop hair off?
Yeah, those are people that went to the favelas and took the wrong turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what
that is.
That's what that is.
People were like, oh, I'm missing Vitor Belfort's sister is like...
That's dark. Fuck.
Some deep-ass reference, too. You're not going to get that.
Jeez.
Just saying, dog.
Moment of silence for her. Yeah, but yeah, it's like that, man. So
you went in to get a weave or what? What the fuck?
She went to get some extensions. Something.
So do you like try these on or how's this work? You got to go in there and...
I went in there.
Fucking sewed up.
Okay, yes, you can. You can try them on. When you go to the hair store, you can try the wig on. It's a mannequin wig, so nobody buys the wig. It's just something everybody tries on.
You How put they
a hair
clean
cap
it?
On. You put a hair cap on.
And a hair cap's like a sock. So you don't come in contact. Like when you have to have socks for like trying on shoes.
Well, I don't even try on wigs.
It's like a hair condom.
But that's how I've seen people do it. No, he was laughing about the blue hair. I said, I want my hair to be blue. And he's like, oh, there you go. There's blue hair, and I'm going to look like The Simpsons.
Look like Marge. I was going to do Simpsons role play.
And then he's seen like, a whole bunch of hair that was just like that.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of blue hair. And he was like, see, I told you. He's like, can we get out of here now?
What are you in there for, extensions?
No, I went in there for hair stuff to put in your hair.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like to curl your hair.
Did you buy any weeds while you're there?
No.
No?
I told you to get the blue
one. Oh, no, I did for my mom. She wanted braids.
Interesting.
I told my mom, or I told her to get the blue one, then we could do that Simpsons role play.
You're like, I'm going to be Homer coming home from the nuclear power plant. It's a long day. Get Lisa this. And Bart are out, so we got a house to ourselves.
Let's make Maggie. We're fucking Simpson characters in 2019.
Stupid. In 2019.
She's like, I'm bringing it back.
What page was that on?
I don't know, 15, man.
20?
I don't go that deep. Oh, that one time we went that deep.
Got back to that Kermit porn, huh? Like, come here, Miss Piggy.
We were damn in that deep. It was only page 15. Shit we saw scarred me for life. This man put a whole hand in somebody.
Disturbing. You're like, is that CG? Is that some fake shit? Is that what's going on?
Made a puppet out of somebody. A human puppet.
That's dark.
All right, so the second part of that story is we have to go back in the hood for that, man. To our old stomping ground.
I would assume so. You're not going to go to the nice side of town.
67th Thomas. Don't worry, though. We went in the light.
The people there, like, when you came into the store, they're like, oh, Ruben. Just, like, gave you a handshake and shit. Like, we know this dude. Went to high school with him. You were like, oh, shit, I get you a discount now. I know this guy. You know.
It's funny because the place closed at 7, so we had to get there before 7. And I'm like, yeah.
After 7, bullets fly.
Yeah, because we don't want to be here after 7. That's right. So the second part of that is she wanted to go to Walmart. So I'm like, for shits and giggles, let's try to go to this Walmart right here on 75th.
Oh, you went to the hood one. How was it?
Fuck, son.
So he.
How bad is it?
So when we pulled up.
Did you see anybody you knew?
A whole bunch of cops.
No.
Just there. A whole bunch of security guards.
Okay, man. So these were like, all right, these were like random cops, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the opposite. Like, they were all armored up.
Yeah, no, these guys are all armored up and shit.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, these, really?
Like, yeah.
Bullets and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Come in with an AR-15.
Yeah. All right. You know how, like, random cops.
They had a big truck.
Yeah, yeah. You know how random cops, like, normally are, like, rolling around in, like, Toyota Camrys?
Yeah, yeah.
These guys had, like, a Ford F-150, yeah. Like,
a super big ass truck.
Armored up. It had like a huge bumper up front.
They're ready to ram people.
Ready to ram people.
Fuck. We can't come. You got to stay by me. He's like, nah, come stand by me. Don't let me go. Don't let me go in the store.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, we can separate. I'm like, no, the fuck we can't. They know I'm soft. They know I ain't a hitter. I've been out of
so
I've
what,
been out
she's
this.
Your defense?
Yeah, man. They know I've been out of this.
He's like,
I'm
oh,
soft.
See, babe, do you feel comfortable? You're from Chicago.
Oh.
She's like, yeah.
She's like, yeah, where's the bullet shots at? Where's the bullet holes
and
at?
It's
right
crazy,
the wall?
Man. They put up, like, more cameras up there. So they got the cameras on top of the Walmart. They got some, like, when you enter, like, a group of, like, three of them here and, like, three of them here on both entrances. So they got, like, six cameras on each entrance. But then when you go out into the parking lot, they got another thing, like a little generator that normally has like extra lights, like floodlights. It has lights, but also has another group of cameras that like go around.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, fuck, we're going to die here.
They have those fucking lighthouse cameras. Just,
yeah,
just fucking
yeah, 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 man.
Probably had drones.
You never know.
So... So yeah, man, it was.
How late were you? How long were you there? Were you just running in and ran out?
30 minutes. We were in and out.
Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, we were in and out. That's the shortest we've ever been in a Walmart. Like the shortest.
What
we've
about,
never been in a Walmart for.
What
that
about
short.
The people? Were they like?
Oh, fuck.
Ghetto.
Those people were ghetto.
Did you see anybody? You know?
Nah, man.
I'm still surprised we haven't ran anybody we know.
Dude, I saw those people, and I'm like, I always thought the people like we went to school with. Probably stayed right there where we used to live, but now I'm like, I don't think anybody we went to school with was that ghetto. They might have moved out a little bit, not like where we are, but a little bit further. Because That shit was hella ghetto, man.
I haven't been there in years. Years.
Everything was brown.
That's the one we gotta go.
Paddy wagon out there for the police thing.
Yeah.
Got ready for to arrest people.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And so get this. So we were going into the car, and we're parked there, and you know we're doing our normal shit. I'm like, can we fuck here? Can we not fuck here? That's what we always talk about. So, well, that's just a question we ask. So,
y'all need hobbies.
This is our hobby.
You guys need a new hobby. Apparently. You guys need a new hobby.
So,
fucking puzzles. Try that.
That is the puzzle. Can we do it? Can we not do it?
You guys need to go to fucking...
Which leg is going where?
You guys need to go to fucking Michael's and pick something you guys can work on together and then fucking Michael's. What does
Michael's. He do? Can he hold the camera?
We went to GameStop. We went to the biggest GameStop ever.
Where's that one at?
This side of town?
Oh, I was going to say, it can't be here.
No, it was the biggest, GameStop.
But it looks so small.
Yeah, man. You know when you go to GameStop and it's...
crowded as shit. Crowded?
Yeah. This one, you actually had room to walk around.
Really?
So it's pretty cool. I'm going to order all my shit there. So so we got into the car, and then we're just doing random shit. And then the next thing, I'm on my peripherals because I kept them open. I opened my peripherals wider.
Okay.
So normally I can
lizard
see...
lizard and shit?
Yeah, yeah. So normally I can see, you know, pretty far back. Like, I don't want to brag, but I got pretty good peripheral vision from, like, right here. You can't see what I'm doing,
you
but like
blind.
Right behind my behind my ear.
That
you can see past
peripheral.
Your ear and shit.
Past my ear, like that's my peripherals.
But you can't even look past.
But I can sense that something's here.
It's got some spider sense that takes over.
Now, but because I was in the ghetto though, I could see all the way in the back of my head. So,
is he 360?
360 like a fucking owl. So, I was. Just constantly moving, constantly seeing everything all at once. Like some sort of Naruto character. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw a car rolling down.
And you were still at the ghetto Walmart?
Yeah, still at the ghetto Walmart. Okay. We were parked. And then a few spaces up on the opposite side, I saw a car start rolling down. And I'm like, oh shit, it's rolling down. And she's like, what the hell are you looking at? I'm like, look. And she saw the car rolling down. And I go, oh, I wonder if they're going to stop. And if it's going to hit the car. And the car parked in the other spot. I go, I wonder if it's going to hit.
He's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And then it was a Honda Element. You know, the square boxy one. And so that car got hit. Oh, damn. Somebody got fucked
like
up.
I said the whole time.
And so that car, the white car, was rolling and hit that Honda Element. Just pow.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
And left a mark, too.
Left a mark.
On both cars, a dent.
So there was nobody in the car?
No.
No, the car was just rolling backwards. And then the two people just came up and tried to push it, and it pushed it back into the...
parking spot
that it was originally in.
So how did that work? Like, they just left it in neutral, and they got out the car or some shit?
So I'm guessing, from what I can tell...
Because the lady was standing by our car, because that's what he was looking at. Cause she came and ran over by our car, and then she's looking like crazy, and he was like, "See, she finna kill us."
Yeah, so from what I can tell, I guess like their parking brake don't work or something. Cause then they were both of them together were holding it up so it don't roll back, and then as we were going, we had the windows down a bit. Not all the way down, because we ain't trying to die. So just a little bit, a crack, so we can get some air in there. And I heard them yelling out if we wanted to buy tamales.
You're like, are they in the back of that trunk? Because it might not be good anymore.
Well, I was like, so how you going to do like, is this a trap? I come to your trunk... And I'm like, oh, give me your tamales. And you just let the car roll down on me? And then you rob me? Is this the trick? Because that's a pretty good trick, man. Like, one of you punches me in the... Takes my leg, my knee out. And then I'm like, oh, shit. And then the car, like, hits me?
I'd be cautious just being in that area. Like, if you're driving and then a car kind of blocks you in front and then you see another car blocking you in the rear, I'd be like, oh, shit. This is not good.
That's all she kept saying the whole time this whole situation was going down.
I hope you have a gun.
She's used to it. She's like, oh, this shit happens every day in GTA land.
Just give me your wallet. Just give me your wallet. You'll be fine.
Fuck that. I got money.
He goes, babe, can you lock the door so we don't get kidnapped?
Kidnapped.
Somebody's gonna steal us.
I got one better for you, dude. I got one better. There so I was go. Driving to work, I think, on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving to work on Thursday, and you know, I'm hella tired. I'm like half asleep driving to work. I'm like, what? And so I'm at this light and I'm like stopped. And I'm waiting for it to go green. And then you know when you just see some shit and you're half asleep and you're like, what? So all I know is I hear fuduk. And I just see, like, glass fucking rolling. And I was like, oh. Well, that's some shit happening up there. And so I finally managed to get around. And there's a dude that was in a motorcycle that got clipped. A dude was on the ground. And everybody that hit him was, like, over him. Like, hey, are you okay? It's like, nah. You just clipped a dude in a fucking motorcycle. He's not okay. He's not doing okay.
He got out with the stick and been like, hey. Hey, no, do something.
Can you move?
But you know what? Do something. These motorcycles, these guys that be on these motorcycles, they be stupid. Because when it's crowded on that 101, riding in the middle is not a good
thing. No, this is on the streets. I think he was looking to make a left-hand turn and another car must have come. I don't know. All I remember just being half asleep trying to stay awake. And she was like, dunk. And I was like, what? It's like just shit rolling. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. I might be here for a while. She took that shit in park. I was like, see how this plays out. Trying real hard not to go to sleep. I was like, oh, shit. Could be worse. It could be that guy. It was not good.
I've done that at work, too. I've been fine. When I'm driving the people, I'm like, fuck, I'm tired.
Yeah, just fight to stay awake. That's not good.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck.
Oh, and a buddy of mine had recently been texting me being like, hey, I think I'm going to get a motorcycle. I text him after that. I text him in the afternoon. I'm like, might not be a good idea.
You should have took a picture and been like,
this could be you,
man.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't fuck with motorcycles in the city.
And then one of the people was like, hey, man, you look sleepy. I'm like, yeah. Sleepy? Stupid.
It's like that's a thing. It's not hard to be sleepy.
I don't got EDD like you.
Damn. Shut up. Turn out their business and shit.
When we get to these place with these cats, I'm gonna be asleep.
What?
Play with these fucking cats, and I'm gonna be asleep. Then we got to the place with the cats. I'm like, I'm gonna be asleep. Don't play with each other. Play with the cats.
Is that their job, to play with the cats?
Oh yeah. I thought you were going to be... I was like, no, that's not their job. That's absolutely not what I want them to do. Yeah, to play with the cats.
They already do that enough to each other.
Do you literally see them always kind of messing around with each other?
I don't want to see it.
No, what I'm saying is you have to stop them that often?
Yes.
You're just like, give me that hand. Get that hand off.
Yeah, I'm like...
You're like putting on gloves and shit. You're like, I don't want to touch any of this stuff. It's going, give me that hand.
Yeah.
Give me that hand.
Yeah.
Gross.
Well, he won't use hand sanitizer, so.
Yeah, why don't you use hand sanitizer?
Because it's nasty. So.
That's what I said.
What?
It just, he's like, oh, I don't like the texture of it. He won't touch a baby wipe. He won't touch a hand sanitized wipe.
Hand sanitizer, it dissolves.
He doesn't
it
care.
Evaporates.
He won't touch it.
I'll use it a little bit, but...
Lies. He won't touch it. And
what's
if,
your
if
deal
I
with
make
it?
Him... He doesn't like the texture, he
texture
says.
Texture of it.
It evaporates. It's like gel.
I don't
no,
like gel.
Like, I feel like it's like water. It goes away like
yeah,
water.
Like, yeah, it just evaporates. What's your deal?
I don't like it.
And he won't weird. Touch sanitizing wipes or baby wipes. None of that.
You have some bad experience at a doctor where he, like, touched you inappropriately and then used that disinfected on his hands and you're like now like I can't use this shit.
Probably.
It brings me back flashbacks.
Probably.
PTSD. Yeah.
I don't like the feel of it. Yeah.
It's just in flashbacks you're just being like it's okay, Ruben. It's like rubbing his hands. You're over here like no doctor. No.
No.
No disinfectant.
No. No.
It's like prostate exam room. You're like, what?
No. Not again. Yeah, man. You know I don't like that. I don't like touching any of that stuff.
You get some weird ass quirks.
We go to like Fry's. He'll get a cart, and I'll tell him to get a wipe. You know how like they have
yeah, to wipe down the carts.
To wipe down.
Because it's wet and it's like on the cloth, and I can't.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with it being wet? You like not take showers because it's wet, or what is your problem? What is your deal?
That's fine.
He just won't. He just won't. He always makes the ugliest face, and he's like,
I'll grab it like this. Like,
yeah.
I'll be like, here. He'll be like,
and then he'll be like, it's on my hand.
You don't ever use like those disinfectant wipes or anything? Like,
yeah, I can use those.
No, you won't touch
the same shit as the cart ones. What's the difference?
In my mind, it's different. Because I use those ones to clean my room sometimes, to like clean my stuff.
And how is it clean different?
Stuff at work too.
How is it different?
Because I see it. Because I literally grab the thing, and I know where it's coming from, so I pull it out of there, and I'm like, okay, I saw where it came from, so it's fine.
Versus okay, so, what?
Right.
The plastic thing that the other one comes out?
Touch it.
Okay, so what about the other one?
So the other one's just been sitting there with fucking thousands of other people.
They didn't reach it.
Yeah.
I don't know that, though.
What?
Some dude could have came in there and been like, ugh, in the center of it. And then there I am, grabbing it. And you're like, oh, it's clean. Here, touch it. Put it all over your cart.
You get some weird homophobic shit, dog. That, the straw. You think...
Okay, so I'm going back to... So what's wrong with hand sanitizer?
The hand sanitizer, you...
He's like, it's secretly air jizz is in that thing. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's like whale jizz. It's like, I can't use it.
Yeah.
It's
no, clear. The one she gives me is disgusting. It's cold. It's always cold.
Is hand sanitizer supposed to be hot?
Yeah. I got this thing.
No, it can't be hot.
I got this thing.
It can't be cold. It can't has be cold. To be
it has
the,
to be room temperature.
The room temperature.
You're fucking weird, dog.
If it's too hot, he gonna be mad.
Yeah.
If it's too cold, he gonna be no, and he'll be like room temperature. No.
You're gonna be like bubble boy and shit.
To him,
what's wrong with you?
Even the other day when me and my sister got food, I was like, I just grabbed it and ate it because I was like, oh, it's room temperature. That's cool. She's like, did you warm that up? I'm like, no, it's room temperature.
That kills all the bacteria.
I was like. It's just
but
a perfect
he can't
amount.
Drink water room temperature.
Oh, I can't drink water.
But he can't drink water can't room drink temperature. Water he has to have
cold.
Ice.
It has to be cold. It has to be freezing cold.
Your high main is the shit, dog.
That's why when we were at the ghetto Walmart, I was holding her close. I'm like,
yeah, he's pulling on the back of my jacket. He's pulling on the back.
I saw a minority look like, at me. No. I'm like, ah.
He did.
You're putting her in front of you?
Yes.
Attack her first.
I'm like, this is a big
goes,
black
you
guy.
You know I'm soft.
Your people right here.
She's from Chicago.
She'll stab you.
She has guns or something. I don't know.
So, hold on. Let's go back to the cart shit. So, you... Blah. So, you... So, you would rather touch the gross-ass carts with like people's hands that have... probably jerked off and then touched those carts. You'd rather touch those carts than use the wipes to wipe down the carts because you don't want to touch the wipes.
It's Lysol and sanitized already.
I'm already knowing that cart is dirty.
Okay.
I'm already understanding it's dirty.
Uh-huh.
I know it's dirty.
Okay.
I already fully understand that. I don't know what's been on that sanitation wipe.
But it's in and a also, box, the same box
and also,
that you just said
also,
you can look at
but
it
also,
and get it out
but
of.
Also, it could be cold and I just
oh,
can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
So, you rather touch the gross cart and then grab your food.
No, I gotta wash my hands before everything.
Yeah, he'll go to the bathroom all the way in the
hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I'm trying to figure out your process here. So, you get there, you park, You grab a cart. You fucking dodge the fucking
It can't be thing. It has to be room temperature, but these ones are cold.
So you fucking go around it like it's got scurvy, and then you go in, and then you wash your hands. But no, you still grab the cart.
No, I'll grab the cart, but like when I get home, I gotta wash my hands.
Okay, but yeah, but at that point, you've already touched your fucking fruit and produce and shit with your nasty cart hands. You might as well grab some apples and rub them on the fucking cart and then throw them in the bag.
That's disgusting. I don't just grab fruit and do that. First thing, I don't eat fruit. That's for gays. Second thing, if I were to eat fruit, I would wash my fruit before I eat it.
And with what? Like soap? You're washing your fruit with soap and...
You know... Room temperature water.
Oh, yeah, the water can. Okay, so we wash our hands, and his water can't be hot. And it can't be cold.
No, your water.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Your water is lava hot.
Your high maintenance is fuck, dog.
My hot water gets lava hot, which that's how I take a shower. Lava hot water.
Women like to take shower with ridiculously hot water.
Yeah, we tried that.
For some fucking reason.
And I was like, all right, let's get in here. gotta clean up this nut. So we get in here.
Dude, every fucking time. He's got some shit that spins in the front. You see that? He had like a wreath in the front that just spinning. I've never seen that in a fire truck.
Yeah, if somebody has seizures and they see that,
they're done.
He has one more stop to go to.
Done.
So yeah, we tried to go do that, right? Take a shower. She's like, all right, I'm gonna wash whatever or something. And so she's like, I'm gonna put it hot. I'm like, all right, cool, I like hot showers. Fucking the fire that came out of there was like that first Kanye album. It was just fire,
just
man.
Just fire, straight just fire straight out the earlobes.
Burning, scalding hot. Oh, you know when the Terminator
Man, no
goes into the lava.
Goes into right that after, lava, like
right
that.
After,
what goes in there? He melts.
I don't know how women do that shit.
You know when?
So you can't take a steaming hot shower like that.
Yeah, no, I like hot. I don't like my skin coming off of me with the fucking heat. And women are like that. Y'all, I don't know what it is about women. You guys got thinner blood or some shit. You guys like to fucking scald your skin off. I can't do that shit.
Yeah, right, because, yeah. Okay, so yeah, you can't take a really scalding hot shower.
Nah.
So you still put a little bit of cold water in your shower.
What the fuck does that even mean? I'm not mixing my own water.
So I'm saying, like, okay, so you can't take...
I'm not turning it all the way to the hot and fucking taking a shower.
Okay,
no.
So why not?
Because it burns. Like, when I go to churches, it burns. It's not good for you. It's too hot. It's too hot. Y'all women do that shit. I don't know how you do it. It's like you're just whatever about it.
All right, so imagine everybody, you have your temperature for your shower out in front of you. All right, all the way to the left is cold, right?
Uh-huh.
And so you go up, and like in the middle is where it starts getting hot, right?
Right.
So I normally put it to like right here.
So you do like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's pretty warm.
That's warm, yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I could use a little bit more.
Warm? That's not warm.
So you do like 10 o'clock.
Cold.
Like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, or a little bit past it, between 11. So 11, 12, 11, 10, somewhere around there.
12 is fucking up top, dog. 12 is 90 degrees. So you want to go about 11, you go to about 10, right?
Yeah
women like to fucking...
Like 15.
All you women like to fucking break the valve and try to come back around. You're like, fuck it. Let's just get some hot water up in this thing.
Okay, maybe you're right.
It's too hot.
But that's not even 10 or 11.
She's like, here, clean the nut off your... I'm like, hold up. Don't put that right here. Hold up. I got this. Don't put your hot water anywhere near here.
Fucking burns off.
I'll do it. Thanks.
Yeah, when I bring him a towel to wash his face, the towel's like steaming hot.
What, do you got a steamer or some shit? What the fuck?
No, she's... her house does have really like hot water. Like, I'll put really hot water on like to clean up. Yeah, to wash my hands. And then like I have it on for 0.5 seconds. It's scalding hot.
I don't have to let my water run in the tub to get in the shower.
So in the summer, do you get like crazy hot water? Yep,
I don't have cold water in the summer.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
So you get used to it.
I guess.
So you have cold water?
Yeah.
Everyone has cold water.
I mean, in the summertime, because the new houses are built where like the plumbing goes into the attic, so the water is fucking hot all the time in the summer. But if it's in the winter, you can get cold water.
Yeah, no, in the winter, yes, we get cold water.
In the summer, you still get cool water. It's not going to be...
cold.
Cold.
But cold.
It's going to be cool. Room temperature water. Yeah, give or take.
Give or take.
Give or take. But yeah, it's not burning my skin off. Y'all are weird.
But those showers be feeling so good.
Yeah, burn the skin off.
Like that's the way I avoided a church on Sunday. I just burn the sin off, give me a whole new layer of holiness.
Until the next week, burn it off again.
yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
But you got some weird ass shit, dog. No straws. Can't do hand sanitizer. You won't touch wipies for some fucking reason.
Touch your wipies.
What happens if you have a kid and she got to change them?
That's what I said.
What are you gonna do? You're like, that like dude could be grown enough. He'll figure it out.
Hold him under the hose.
He's not using a power spray or.
No, he said, "Well, our baby is gonna just be clean because he's gonna take a bath every time."
I'm gonna get the garden hose, the nozzle on there, and just spray his ass.
Wow!
Little Ollie took a shit. Oh, I got this.
Neighbors can call for CPS on your ass.
I'll get the one with the 12 different sprays.
I guess I'm the gentle one.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this looks like a garden shower.
You got some weird ass quirks, dog.
What's wrong with you? Okay, so I got a question.
Oh, yeah, you had a question. What's the question?
Okay, so what's wrong with a 2002... Ford Mustang?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, 2002 Ford Mustang with 2,700 miles on it.
2,700 miles?
Mm-hmm. It was like a show car. Like, he remodeled it.
And what are you asking me what's wrong with it? What do you mean? As in what? Whether you should buy it or not? 2,700 miles is like no mileage at all.
I heard that... We used to know somebody with that same year, didn't we?
What year?
2002.
They're okay cars. They have. They always, you know, it's a Ford. It's an early model Ford. Nah, that's not bad. It's because Ford's been around forever. It's an early 2000s model Ford. They're not super dependable. But they're not, like, super bad. You could be worse. You could have, like, a BMW, those BMWs aren't bad. I'm over here trying to tread carefully. You could have, what's a piece of shit, like a real piece of shit? You could have like a Daewoo. Then you're real screwed. Don't ever buy a Daewoo. You could have like a Pontiac. I wouldn't buy a Pontiac.
I got a Pontiac.
I wouldn't buy a Pontiac.
Wow.
Well, look, they're no longer in business. That's a red flag. There's no Pontiac dealerships.
That's true.
That's a thing. I wouldn't buy a Mitsubishi right now. They're hurting. I wouldn't buy... What's a real, like, shit car? Give me some brands, though. I wouldn't buy a Chrysler.
Honda?
I wouldn't buy... No, Hondas are... Actually, arguably, they're ricey, but they're not bad. I wouldn't buy... Dodge.
Why?
Because they're not known for dependability. Shit breaks on them eventually. I wouldn't buy... There's not a lot of American cars I would buy. I would buy... The Fords are getting better now for sure. Chevys are getting shittier for some reason. But they're still okay. They're still okay. They're way better than they used to be years ago.
So what would be wrong with it? Why shouldn't I buy it?
Your insurance is going to be high.
I mean, if it runs and it's working fine, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think you should not buy it. I think Ruben's just saying that shit will break on it eventually. But 2,700 miles? Like 2,700 miles? Or 27,000 miles? Either way, that's still fucking low miles.
No, he rebuilt the engine and
all. Why did he rebuild the engine?
Just to... It was a show car.
So he has mods on there.
How many miles are on the chassis?
I don't know.
Should be asking these questions.
Well, my dad's getting it, so.
I really. No.
I would wonder why he rebuilt the engine.
Or made it, did something to it. It was like his project car. And he
absolutely
did
not.
Project cars are always a gamble because you never know.
But it was like something that he, like a show, not a project car, like a show car.
That's even
like
worse. Those things never run.
Yeah, those things never run.
80% of show cars just don't run.
It. My dad said he drove it to work and he drove it and it sounds good.
So it's his daily car?
Not at 2,700 miles, it's not.
No, he has to move it. So he would only drive it for like 1 or 2 days.
I would give it a good look over. 2,700 miles is hella low. I'd give it a good look over, check the AC, check all that stuff. I mean, if you want to go hardcore, you can take it to a mechanic and have him do like a compression test.
Not your shitty mechanic.
Yeah, legitimate mechanic. Have him do a compression test. That'll give you the idea what the motor's like.
Guy at Pep Boys who can do basic maintenance on stuff.
You know, I still haven't got my car back.
Exactly.
My engine is done for.
Like, I don't normally agree with Ruben. But I probably would have agreed with Ruben on not rebuilding that motor.
Yeah, everything is done for.
Tell them what happened.
It blew up on you?
Yeah, by the time we got back to, all the way back to the mechanic, it just dropped. And then he's like, oh, it works. And then it has a catalytic converter.
Catalytic converter, yeah.
And he took that out and put the other muffler on. He put a straight muffler on. I don't know.
How are you supposed to pass emissions?
Fuck them.
All of this sounds like giant red flags.
So now,
isn't your dad supposed to be helping you all this shit?
Yeah, he told him do it.
That's why I'm not trusting your dad with. Like, oh yeah, it's a show car. It'll be good, man.
He wants this to be your car?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is what's going on with my car now.
No, I mean the Mustang. What's the purpose of the Mustang?
Because I asked for one.
No. Tell him no. No, thank you.
I think you need a dependable car.
Because
I want
a 1993 Mustang.
You drive out. Oh, those are ugly.
So?
You drive out to BFE. You need a dependable car.
I told
you. With good air conditioning.
I told you there's a Honda Civic right by my work.
You're like, it's had a muffler on it?
It's black. I think it's 2004 or 5.
Did you ever tell her about the car I showed you how to drive manual in?
No, nobody needs to know about that.
Tell me.
It was like a 91 sure Accord. It was old as shit. 92. It was primered. It's just primer.
My parents go,
big ass muffler on it.
Oh, you want a car? We'll get you this one. I'm like, okay, for how much? I think they paid like $900 or $800 for
it. I don't remember. I wasn't part of the financials.
It wasn't a lot. And I'm like, okay, cool. Got some hopes and dreams with it. Sure. It was better than the Ford. Like, the door's locked.
I just remember trying to teach you how to drive manual, and you couldn't get it. And you were just like, why? Why does anybody drive manual? Why? Well, what's the purpose of this? Aren't you saying automatic? I can drive automatic.
Well,
what's the purpose of
the
manual?
The problem
this is
was
stupid. Kept stalling it out.
Well, the other problem was that I had whatever was wrong with it that my parents didn't want to fix. When you stalled it out, it wouldn't start back up. So that was a problem that was pissing me off.
We managed to drive it to that place where we tested it, where we was trying to show you how to drive it. And we drove it back fine, even though you stalled it.
That's why it stalled.
No, you stalled because you couldn't drive manual, dog.
Yeah, and then it stalled right there by our house. And it wouldn't start back up.
I don't know what to tell you on that.
Yeah, that was the problem. That's why I got mad.
You just gave up and went to manual or automatic.
That's right. It was automatic for life. Easier. way easier.
I agree. I haven't drove a manual, but automatic. I don't think I can.
It's not my Kryptonic.
Tried to explain it, and I was like, "That sounds like too much work. I'm good. I'm straight."
I mean, luckily everything's going automatic now. Most things you can't even get manual.
They can't paddle shift it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck. It's on my little thing where I go up and down. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's as far as he going. And he barely touched that.
Now that I know I don't have to, fuck it.
Yeah, he keeps finding a new shit about the car. So I was like, are you going to turn it into, what is it, sports mode?
Mm-hmm.
Sports mode. And I was like, but you got to be in park. He's like, no, I don't. And he clicked the thing up. And he's like, see, I can change it whenever I want to. I was like, when the fuck did you find that out? He was like, I don't know. I was fucking with shit one day driving home. I was like, what? He was like, hey, I wonder what this do, because this guy was pissing me off in front of me. I wonder what this does. I was like, so you just start clicking shit? You fucking
shifted the sport, the transmission falls out the back. You're like, oh shit, it's in the rearview mirror, just falling back there.
I've been like, it don't matter, because the dude in the Toyota Camry is pissing me off.
I mean, you could do that with the new cars, but it's not like you could just go in the middle of the highway and just drop it into park.
No, don't do that.
Up your shit. You're like, oh, there goes the transmission. Damn, son, we're out. We're out of time. Damn. It's out. I don't know what the fuck we talked about today, but I'll figure it out.
Bullshit. The color purple, man.
The color purple, that's right. I'm trying to think of Photoshop.
Lovely died.
Are you going to be done with this now?
Nope. And at the end,
every time we go, so he goes, oh, when we went to the Walmart, he was like, oh my God, babe, it looked like something straight out the color purple in here. I was like, don't. Then when we got in the hair store, he was like, wasn't that the wig that Oprah Winfrey was wearing?
I think secretly it's like his new favorite movie. He's going to buy it on Blu-ray. No, he's like, fuck it.
Don't make no sense.
That's a big movie in like black culture.
I know. They watch it every Easter.
Really?
You watch that? I don't watch that.
I was like, really?
I ain't seen that, but from the time we watched it that night, I hadn't seen that movie in years.
Your parents remembered all the lines. They're like, ooh, yeah. This is a good part right here.
I haven't seen that movie in like at least.
Is that how they talk
years.
Too?
Yeah, they go, ooh, yeah, this how it be.
Is that your parents talk?
This how be right here.
That's my mom.
Couldn't get more of the food.
Oh, Jesus. That's it. That's what we're ending here.
Are you going to make your noise today?
No, no noises. No noises. That's it. It's over. No, I'm turning this bitch off. No, see ya.